Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here again today to take you on another small journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. We will continue with Animals and Human Beings, questions 596 to 604.
Enjoy.
Question 596. Where do certain animals get their aptitude to imitate human language? And why is this aptitude found more among birds than among apes, for example, whose body structure is more analogous to the human structure?
The particular conformation of the vocal organs, aided by the instinct of imitation. Apes imitate gestures. Certain birds imitate the voice.
Question 597. Since animals have an intelligence that gives them a certain freedom of action, is there in them a principle independent of matter?
Yes, and it survives their body.
Subquestion 597. Is this principle a soul similar to that of humans?
It is a soul, if you'd like. It depends on the meaning you attach to the word. It is much less evolved than that of humans, however. Between the souls of animals and humans, there is a great difference, as there is between the human soul and God.
Question 598. Does the animal's soul retain its individuality and self-awareness after death?
Its individuality, yes, but not its self-awareness. Its intelligent life remains in a latent state.
Question 599. Can an animal's soul choose the species in which it prefers to incarnate?
No, it does not possess free will.
Question 600. Since the animal's soul survives its body, does it remain in an errant state like the human soul after death?
It remains in a type of errant state because it is not united to a body, but it is not an errant spirit. The errant spirit is a being who thinks and acts of its own free will. Animal spirits do not have the same faculty. Self-awareness is what comprises the principal attribute of the human spirit. After its death, an animal's soul is classified by the spirits in charge of doing so, and it is utilized almost immediately. It is not given time to enter into relationships with other creatures.
Question 601. Do animals follow a law of progress like humans?
Yes, and that is why on higher worlds, where humans are more advanced, the animals are also more advanced and possess more developed means of communication. However, they are always lower than humans and subject to them. They are their intelligent servants.
Author's remarks for question 601. There is nothing extraordinary about this. Let us imagine that our more intelligent animals, such as the dog, the elephant, and the horse, were endowed with a physical conformation appropriate for manual labor. What mightn't they do under human direction? Question 602. Do animals progress by their will, like human beings, or by necessity?
By necessity. That is why there is no expiation for them.
Question 603. On highly evolved worlds, do the animals know about God?
No. Human beings are gods to them, as spirits used to be gods to humans.
Question 604. Since the animals, even the perfected ones of the higher worlds, are always beneath humans, Wouldn't this result in God having created intelligent beings perpetually condemned to inferiority? If so, wouldn't this seem to be in disagreement with the unity of design and progress discernible in all of God's works?
Everything in nature is linked together by ties that you cannot yet perceive, and the most apparently discrepant things have points of contact that humans will never manage to comprehend in their present state. They may glimpse them through an effort of their intelligence, but it is only when that intelligence has reached its full development and frees itself from the prejudices of pride and ignorance that they will be able to see clearly into the works of God. Until then, their limited ideas will cause them to look at everything from a petty and limited point of view. Rest assured that God cannot be self-contradictory, and that everything in nature is harmonized through general laws that never deviate from the sublime wisdom of the Creator.
Sub-question 604. Then intelligence is a common property, a point of contact between the souls of animals and humans?
Yes, but animals only have the intelligence of material life. In humans, intelligence produces moral life.